The DA has written to the Minister of Employment and Labour and the Unemployment Insurance Fund Commissioner, asking them to acknowledge whether or not the ANC has been paying over UIF contributions to the state. This follows a claim by disgruntled staffers at Luthuli House that since 2018, the ANC has been deducting UIF contributions from workers but not paying them over to the government. If this is true, then the ANC would be in breach of the law and the top six would need to be charged. Earlier reports also suggested that the ANC hasn't been paying over pay-as-you-earn deductions to the South African Revenue Service and that it owes the tax authority over 80 million rand. This reveals the depths of the ANC's incompetence and dysfunctionality. The ruling party shows complete contempt for the institutions of state. In fact, if the ANC can't administer its own payroll properly, then it is hardly fit to govern or to provide stewardship over a modern industrial economy. The DA will pursue this matter through the UIF, SARS, and the South African Police Service if necessary.